metaphorical and contextual insights, so that peculiars everywhere may benefit from my wisdom. It's also my hope that this edition, being more portable than previous ones, will be an easy companion on your travels and adventures, and may prove itself as useful to you as it once did to me. So, please enjoy these tales, before a crackling fire on a chilly night, ideally, a snoring grimbear at your feet. But remember, too, their sensitive nature, and if you must read them aloud, which I highly recommend, make certain your audience is peculiar. Millard Nullings, Esquire, EDD, MBCH.
The Splendid Cannibals. The peculiars in the village of Swampmuck lived very modestly. They were farmers, and though they didn't own fancy things and lived in flimsy houses made of reeds, they were healthy and joyful and wanted for little. Food grew bountifully in their gardens, clean water ran in the streams, and even their humble homes seemed like luxuries because the weather in Swampmuck was so fair, and the villagers were so devoted to their work that many, after a long day of mucking, would simply lie down and sleep.